Hello. Welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the schedule a call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. In this episode, we're focusing on environmental monitoring at home, specifically exploring the benefits of home air quality monitors for listening. Joining us is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior technology integration. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to discuss how home air quality monitors can contribute to listeners' health and well-being.
Let's start with the basics. Wayne, what are home air quality monitors and how do they work?
Home air quality monitors are devices designed to measure various indoor air pollutants and provide real-time data on air quality levels within a home. These monitors typically measure factors such as particulate matter, volatile organic compounds, carbon dioxide, temperature, and humidity. They use sensors and advanced technology to detect and qualify air pollutants, providing users with valuable insights into the quality of the air that they breathe.
It sounds like home air quality monitors offer a comprehensive approach to monitoring indoor air quality. What are some benefits of using these devices for listeners?
Home air quality monitors offer several benefits for listeners, including the ability to detect and mitigate potential health hazards such as allergens, pollutants, and airborne contaminants. Seniors are often more susceptible to respiratory problems, allergies, and other health issues related to poor indoor air quality. So having access to real-time air quality data can make them more proactive, help them make more proactive measures to improve their indoor environment and reduce their risk of adverse health effects. Additionally, home air quality monitors can help listeners create a healthier and more comfortable living environment by optimizing ventilation, humidity levels, and indoor air purification systems.
It's clear that home air quality monitors can play a crucial role in safeguarding listeners' health and well-being. Are there any specific features or consideration that listeners should keep in mind when choosing a home air quality monitor?
Yes, there are a few factors to consider when choosing a home air quality monitor. Seniors should look for devices that are easy to install, operate, and interpret with user-friendly interfaces and clear display screens. Additionally, they should consider the range and accuracy of their sensors, as well as any additional features such as wireless connectivity, mobile app integration, and alerts or notifications for abnormal air quality levels. Listeners may also want to consult with a healthcare professional or environmental specialist to determine which air pollutants are most relevant to their specific health concerns and living conditions.
Thank you for highlighting those considerations, Wayne. What are water quality testing devices? How do they work?
Water quality testing devices are tools designed to analyze chemical composition of drinking water and detect any potential contaminants or impurities. These devices typically use sensors, test strips, or reagents to measure parameters such as pH levels, chlorine levels, hardness, heavy metals, and microbiotic contaminants. By analyzing water samples collected from faucets or sources, listeners can gain valuable insights into the safety and purity of their drinking water and take appropriate measures to address any issues that may arise.
It sounds like water quality testing devices offer a proactive approach to ensuring safe drinking water. What are some benefits of using these devices for listeners?
Water quality testing devices offer several benefits for seniors, including peace of mind, improved health outcomes, and cost savings. Seniors are often more vulnerable to the adverse effect of contaminated drinking water, such as gastrointestinal issues, skin irritation, and respiratory problems. By regularly monitoring water quality at home, seniors can identify and address potential water quality issues before they escalate into health problems, reducing the risk of exposure to a harmful contaminant and improving their overall well-being. Additionally, water quality testing devices can help listeners make informed decisions about water treatment solutions, filtration systems, and maintenance practices, ultimately saving them time, money, and resources in the long run.
It's clear that water quality testing devices can play a crucial role in safeguarding listeners' health and safety. Are there any specific features or considerations that listeners should keep in mind when choosing a water quality testing device?
Yes. There are a few factors to consider when choosing a water quality testing device. Seniors should look for devices that are easy to use, accurate, and reliable, with clear instructions and intuitive interfaces. Additionally, they should consider the range of parameters tested by the device, as well as any additional features such as digital displays, data logging, and compatibility with mobile apps or software for tracking and analysis. Seniors may also want to consult with local health authorities or water quality experts to determine which contaminants are most relevant to their area and prioritize testing accordingly.
Thank you for highlighting those considerations. Wayne, what are weather station setups and how do they work?
Weather station setups are collections of sensors and instruments to provide and measure various meteorological parameters such as temperature, humidity, barometric pressure, wind speed, and precipitation. These setups typically consist of a weather station console or display unit connected to outdoor sensors placed strategically around the home. The sensors collect data on weather conditions in real time, which is then displayed on the console or transmitted wirelessly to a computer or mobile device for monitoring and analysis.
It sounds like weather station setups offer a comprehensive approach to monitoring local weather conditions. What are some benefits of using these setups for listeners?
Weather station setups offer several benefits for listeners, including increased awareness of weather patterns, improved safety or preparedness, and enhanced gardening and outdoor activities. Listeners can use weather station data to track temperature fluctuations, humidity levels, and precipitation forecasts, helping them plan their daily activities and make informed decisions about outdoor plans, clothing choices, and travel arrangements. Additionally, weather station setups can help listeners monitor environmental conditions in their gardens and outdoor spaces, optimize watering schedules, and protect delicate plants from extreme weather events.
It's clear that weather station setups can provide valuable insights and practical benefits for listeners. Are there any specific features or considerations that listeners should keep in mind when setting up a personal weather station?
Yes. There are a few factors to consider when setting up a personal weather station. Seniors should choose a weather station model that is easy to operate, install, maintain, with user-friendly interfaces and clear instructions. Additionally, they should consider the range and accuracy of these sensors, as well as any additional features such as wireless connectivity, data logging, and customizable alerts or notification for extreme weather conditions. Listeners may also want to consult with local meteorologists or weather enthusiasts to determine the best placement for outdoor sensors and maximize the accuracy of weather data collected.
Thank you for highlighting those considerations, Wayne. What are smart gardening sensors and how do they work?
Smart gardening sensors are devices equipped with sensors and wireless connectivity that monitor various environmental parameters essential for plant growth and health, such as soil moisture, light intensity, temperature, and humidity. These sensors are typically placed in soil, attached to plant pots, or positioned in outdoor areas where they collect data on environmental conditions in real time. The data is then transmitted wirelessly to a smartphone, tablet, or computer, allowing users to monitor and analyze plant health and make informed decisions about watering, fertilizing, and pest control.
It sounds like smart gardening sensors offer a high-tech solution to traditional gardening challenges. What are some benefits of using these sensors for listeners?
Smart gardening sensors offer several benefits for listeners, including improved plant care, reduced water usage, and increased accessibility and convenience. Listeners can use sensor data to optimize watering schedules and prevent overwatering or underwatering, and identify and address potential issues such as nutrient deficiencies or pest infestations promptly. Additionally, smart gardening sensors can help listeners conserve water by ensuring that plants receive just the right amount of moisture they need to thrive, reducing water waste and utility costs. Furthermore, smart gardening sensors provide listeners with real-time access to garden data and insights, empowering them to stay actively engaged in gardening activities and enjoy the therapeutic benefits of nature while minimizing physical exertion and strain.
It's clear that smart gardening sensors can revolutionize the way listeners approach gardening and outdoor activities. Are there any specific features or considerations that listeners should keep in mind when choosing smart gardening sensors?
Yes. There are a few factors to consider when choosing smart gardening sensors. Seniors should look for sensors that are easy to install, operate, and integrate with their existing gardening setup with user-friendly interfaces and intuitive mobile apps or software. Additionally, they should consider the range and accuracy of these sensors, as well as any additional features such as customizable alerts or notifications for critical thresholds or changes in environmental conditions. Seniors may also want to explore smart gardening systems that offer modular or expandable options, allowing them to add or upgrade sensors as their gardening needs evolve over time.
Thank you for highlighting those considerations, Wayne. What are some ways that listeners can integrate environmental data with smartphones?
Listeners can integrate environmental data with smartphones through a variety of apps, devices, and services designed to provide real-time insights into weather conditions, air quality, water quality, and more. For example, weather apps such as AccuWeather or the Weather Channel or Weather Underground offers detailed forecasts, radar maps, and severe weather alerts, allowing listeners to stay informed about current and upcoming weather patterns. Similarly, air quality apps such as Air Visual, Plume Labs, or Air Now provide real-time air quality indexes, readings, and pollution forecasts based on data from local monitoring stations, empowering listeners to make informed decisions about outdoor activities and air quality management. Additionally, listeners can use water quality testing apps such as TapScore, WaterSafe, AquaSource to analyze water samples, detect contaminants, and monitor drinking water quality at home.
It sounds like smartphones offer a wealth of resources for accessing environmental data and staying informed about our surroundings. What are some benefits of integrating environmental data with smartphones for listeners?
Integrating environmental data with smartphones offers several benefits for listeners, including improved safety, health, and well-being. By accessing real-time environmental data on their smartphones, seniors can make informed decisions about outdoor activities, travel plans, and environmental exposures, reducing the risk of weather-related accidents, air pollution-related health issues, and waterborne illnesses. Additionally, smartphones provide listeners with convenient access to personalized recommendations, tips, and resources for managing environmental risks and optimizing their living environment for optimum health and comfort.
It's clear that smartphones can serve as powerful tools for staying connected to our environment and making informed decisions about our daily lives. Are there any tips or best practices that listeners should keep in mind when integrating environmental data with smartphones?
Yes, there are a few tips to keep in mind. Seniors should explore different apps and services available for accessing environmental data and choose the one that best suits their needs or preferences. Additionally, they should familiarize themselves with the features and capabilities of their chosen apps and take advantage of any customization options or settings available to personalize their experience. Furthermore, seniors should verify the accuracy and reliability of environmental data sources and consult with local experts or authorities if they have any questions or current concerns about specific environmental issues or conditions in their area.
Thank you for those insights. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.